You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Madison. Yes, I'm coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin today, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Make sure y'all call in, text in if you have any thoughts or comments on today's show. Again, that is 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text Line. And always, always watch and stream us live on the YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure y'all give us a like. Make sure y'all give us a share. Make sure y'all give us a subscribe so you never miss any of the award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to my producer Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
What's up?
And Rhea, shout out to there's an echo. People are saying there's an echo, so if you can try to, I muted myself on this end, so as I'm remote, we'll try to get that echo, because you know I'm gonna bring the fire. I don't want to make sure y'all aren't getting an echo coming through. So hopefully we get that figured out. But anyways, Truth Nation, thank you. I appreciate y'all coming in, chiming in, and participating in today's show. Rhea, let me know if the echo goes away, when it does go away. But anyways, we'll get locked and loaded and get into today's show with Off the Top today. Before we get in Off the Top, Truth Nation, I do want to let y'all know, I might have been racially profiled by an Asian man today, and I didn't even know. I had no idea. I didn't know what was going on. So basically, I had to drive out here today, but I didn't have enough gas to get out here, so I had to stop in Waukesha, a.k.a. Waukesha. Had to stop in old Waukesha to get some gas, and I get out, and I'm like, oh, this gas station is bustling. A lot of folks out here today. And so I get out, you know, I get ready to pump my gas, and I decide, because I go on social media, I was like, damn, there's a whole bunch of people out here. I said, man, he country folks. So I sent it, you know, I did a Snapchat to send to my girl, and this Asian gentleman who had a van, white van he had, after I got done taking the video, he said, did you get your picture? I said, yeah, I did. He said, good for the family. I said, uh-huh. He said, I see you with your family. And I said, okay. And I just, you know, give... minding my own business, not really interested in engaging anybody. And then this man, out of nowhere, says, you know, ICE is coming. I said, huh? He said, yeah, ICE coming. I said, oh, okay. I said, okay, that's interesting. I said, well, yeah. He said, yeah, they're in Chicago and they're coming here next. I said, oh, okay, well, I hope they don't racially profile anybody. And he said, ICE is coming. They're only going to get the illegals. I said, well, I hope they don't racially profile. So then as I'm driving away, I'm thinking, I hope this Asian man wasn't trying to think I was Haitian or something like that, or trying to tell me ICE was coming for me. I didn't know. But I said, boy, oh, boy, get me the hell up out of Waukesha. This ain't where I need to be. Even the Asians racially profile. Brother, I wanted to say, I should have said, I was so confused. I should have told him, like, don't worry about me. You need to worry about yourself. Let me tell you, they see you, they might go get you the way you speaking. they going to hear me speak. They're going to say, oh, yeah, this brother from here. I don't know about you, brother. But anyways, I did also get asked today, are you going to respond to Dr. Ken? That's what the question was. Are you going to respond to Dr. Ken? I listened yesterday, you know, and me responding would only be considered elder abuse. I don't think I want to be victimizing folks of elder abuse. That's a bad look. I'm going to let Dr. Ken have that one. Nothing I could say that really could respond that wouldn't be seen as anything other than that. You agree with that, Rhea? If I respond to Ken, it'd be elder abuse?
No, I think you might be right.
I don't want to hurt his damn feelings. So I'm going to leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? You got to know when to walk away. I'm just kidding. King will be so mad when he hear that. DJ Brizzy, don't even tell him I said that, because I know he's not listening right now. I don't even want them problems. You know, I heard Kyle talking about elder abuse, and that's the problem with the millennials. They always think that they know more than other people. They always know they don't look to the history. They don't let history tell them what the future should tell them. And so I don't even want that. I don't want that smoke. I want to have a good weekend. But other than that, Truth Nation, before we really get into it, I just want to give an update on SNAP benefits. SNAP benefits are now going to be available. So those who do have SNAP benefits, thank goodness, it should be on your cards now, according to the state. You should be seeing your SNAP benefits on your cards now. And I know we talked about it extensively over the last week, talking about the SNAP benefits. They are going to be in your cards, which is fantastic. This should have never happened. It was extremely preventable. So I'm just glad that we're at this point now that we can move forward. I'm glad that the judges stepped in and did the right thing for America. So shout out to the judges who did the right thing for America. But with that being said, Rhea, go ahead and hit them with Off the Top. Oh my gosh. Yo, you on remote now. She probably talking back there with Zach. They're having a good time. Better work them buttons.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Yes, 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 Truth Nation. Let me let you know what I got to get off my chest today. So I'm starting off. Okay, I get it. All right. I've been heavy on politics this week. I've been heavy. I love talking politics. Like, I've been extremely heavy on politics this week, and I understand. Sometimes you can get exhausted from talking about this politics stuff. And I'm sure, you know, I understand. I've been heavy on Trump, but really more so election results. And I'm going to move past it, right? I do. But I do want to, you know, have one last sprinkle of politics before we officially move on to local stuff, because I talked about local stuff too this week, but you know, the election was just so big and had such resounding impact that I just needed to address it. But I do think we live in a time where you will hear Donald Trump just say stuff that is wildly inaccurate and just straight up lies, and I feel like I have to push back on it. Tuesday's election was a turning of the page to 2026. When I talk about 2026, I'm talking about the 2026 midterm election. That is going to be now what everybody's going to be talking about, because we are less than a year away from the 2026 November election. Both sides will be trying to push a narrative of their agenda and talking points about what they're doing or what the other side isn't doing. That is what we're going to see. It's going to be exhausting. Buckle up. We need to have this information. And one thing throughout that, Truth Nation, it is my job to provide you all with the facts. And it's my job to provide you also with my opinion. That's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the facts, but also give you my opinion of the facts. But I promise to you, I will never lie to you about the facts. And I will give you my interpretation of what the facts and what the numbers mean, right? That's what I'm going to do. Yesterday, I heard two videos, one I'm going to play, that I feel like I just have to share today. Because it's important for us, when we hear something, we need to debunk it right away. I just had somebody tell me I debunked something for them, and so that was good. I said, good, I'm happy that I can do that. And so what we have to understand, that a lot of people will hear stuff on the TV and y'all, or radio, and y'all will just take it at face value as if that's fact, as if that's true. And I think it's so important for us to do our own research, and I think it's important for us to understand that we shouldn't just believe and trust what the media is saying. And we shouldn't believe what politicians are saying. We should take in information. Hell, you can take in what I tell you. and go do your own research. We have this AI stuff now where you can literally just go look up stuff and you can find the answer. You can smell BS from a mile away. And so, with that being said, Truth Nation, the holiday season is upon us. And we know what the holiday season means. The holiday season means it's going to be cheerful. People are going to be eating together. Families are going to be celebrating. Like, that's what the holiday season means. It means quality time with your loved ones. The next 55 days, you are going to meet up with your family for all different type of events, whether it's Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. Like, we are going to spend time with our loved ones over the next 55 to 60 days. And what I want y'all to understand is that what you're going to hear is you're going to hear the White House. The White House is going to try and distort the truth, and they're going to try to tell you that things are good. What you will hear from the White House is them trying to paint a rosy picture of what is going on and going to tell you that everything is okay. Everything is fine and dandy. Everything is good. Everything's on the up and up, but that is not the reality. And Rhea, let me know in my ear when we got it. I want y'all to hear a video. I'm going to play a video of what I saw yesterday of some people, everybody's president, because he is the president of the United States, Donald Trump, yesterday, trying to tell Americans that life is affordable. He's trying to tell Americans that the costs are coming down. Truth Nation, he's trying to mislead Americans without sharing the actual real facts. So what I need y'all to do is I need for those who are on YouTube, I need for y'all to remember, like and share. But I also need for y'all, Truth Nation, to go to 1017 The Truth so y'all can hear this next video from MSNBC of Donald Trump speaking. But also, if you're in the car, turn your radios up because I want y'all to be able to hear and understand what the president is saying about how Walmart Thanksgiving, Walmart, out of all places, Wally World. I used to love me some Wally World, especially on East Capitol. I used to walk in there. I used to go, contact. That's always the best when you catch contact. Nothing better than that. But Walmart Thanksgiving is going to cost less this year based off the president. I'm going to let the president tell you why he thinks Walmart Thanksgiving is going to be less than tell you that the cost of life living is going down. So go to 1017 The Truth to turn up your radio and hear what the president had to say about a Walmart Thanksgiving.
President Trump, it's just not what Americans are feeling right now. And to sort of be exist almost in a denial, Sam.
Continues to talk about the issue of affordability and its role in last Tuesday's elections. He hit on the topic multiple times yesterday during an Oval Office event on lowering costs for weight loss drugs. He also said several times this week that Walmart's Thanksgiving meal will be cheaper than it was last year.
So Walmart, to me, you know, that's AAA, came out that nobody going to influence them. I don't know them. But they just came out with a very powerful statement. They've done it for many years, that under the Biden administration, a Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings cost 25% more. In other words, our Thanksgiving this year coming up will cost 25% less than sleepy Joe Biden's. Now, to me, that's better than anything there is. I was angry last night with the Republicans. They say, you don't talk about this stuff. Nobody talks about it. You know, I rely on a question from a reporter to get that out. We should be talking about it because they talk about affordability. They don't have affordability. What the Democrats do is they lie. We are the ones that have done great on affordability. They've done horribly on affordability. The only thing is they go out and they take commercials how under the Democrats you have affordability. It's just the opposite. We have much lower prices than they do. And we only have one thing, beef, because the cattle ranches are doing well. We're going to bring the beef prices down, and they understand that, even if we have to help them out. But the beef also is not a big difference, but every price is down. The biggest price is energy. We're at almost $2 for gasoline.
Okay, maybe I'm an armchair psychologist, but the president didn't sound particularly happy there, sounding a little frustrated with things. And it's worth a quick fact check on that Walmart promotion. As ABC News points out, this year's bundle of Thanksgiving meal from Walmart has fewer items, 15 compared to 21, and a higher percentage of store brand items, which cost less. So overall bundle costing less, but there's less in it too. On the topic of groceries, prices in September are about 2.7% higher than they were last year and about 1.4% higher than they were in January when Mr. Trump took office. That's all according to the most recent consumer price index figures. Meanwhile, the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.08, according to AAA. That's only 2 cents lower than this time last year. John.
Boy, that man just be up there lying, don't he? I don't even understand. He just be lying. He get up there and he talks and he stumbles and he fumbles like an old man should. I mean, that's what people voted for. They voted for stumbling, bumbling Joe Biden. Now they voted for stumbling and bumbling Donald Trump. I guess that's what people like. They like stumbling and bumbling. But that he just purposely tried to mislead America. That's what that is. And that's why I think it's so important, because I'm so glad that she fact-checked him, right? I understand some people might say, oh, it's MSNBC. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You can believe that. But you can't fight against numbers. This man literally got up there and got mad. I'm mad at the Republicans for not lying for me. That's what he's saying. He's so out of touch. He is so out of touch. He ignored the key fact that they are offering more great value Walmart brands this year in the Thanksgiving basket and are offering 6 less items. That's what they have to understand. You went from having a better brand, not saying great value brand ain't the best, but you know, I like to have, you know, it is what it is on Thanksgiving. But he's ignoring the fact that they swapped out the regular turkey or ham for the great value turkey or ham. So that's how they save money. You getting great value turkey. You getting great value ham. And again, to each they own, whatever you can afford, you can afford. You know what I'm saying? But it looks like Walmart had to reduce what they were given last year. And they're offering 6 less items. So duh, of course the price is going to be less. And what's crazy to me is, have y'all heard of MAHA? Make America Healthy Again? This is supposed to be the MAHA administration. The MAHA administration is pushing Walmart food on people. Now, I'm not saying you can't eat food at Walmart, because I done went to Walmart and got the chicken expires. I stopped doing it. But the day the chicken expired chicken, I done got that before for $1.99. I understand. You know what I'm saying? It was good. I was fine. I'm still here. So I'm right there with y'all. But for administration to have people talking about Ozempic in the White House yesterday, talking about we don't want America to be fat and we don't want to reduce diseases, so we want to make Ozempic affordable because we want to reduce how the weight that people have, because when you lose weight, you have a healthier lifestyle. But at the same day, same time, you talking about people eating at Walmart, brother, come on now. Come on, that ain't making America healthy again. And listen, I have eaten food from Wally World, and I'm going to tell you this right now. It ain't lowering my cholesterol. I'm not saying they ain't got options, but if you eating great value brand, to each his own. I'm just going to say this. Go ahead and get that app that they have to see whether your food is healthy, and you figure it out whether or not the great value brand is healthy. I don't know. I have no idea. Y'all do your own research on that, but I don't feel like the president should be pushing that when they talking about making America healthy again. It's butt backwards. Butt backwards. Trying to reduce diseases, but telling people to go ahead and eat at Walmart. Come on now. Now, again, also on top of that, y'all heard him talk about gas prices. Now, I only live in Wisconsin, and I've traveled to different places over the last 6 months, and I've seen gas prices in different places. But here's the thing. Donald Trump got up there and said, gas is $2 a gallon, almost at $2 a gallon nationally. That was a lie. It was a complete lie. There is not a state. There is not a county. There is not a city. There is not a municipality. There is not a town. There ain't a damn village in the United States of America that has $2 a gallon gas. But this man got up there and lied to y'all. Gas is $3.08 and 2 cents less than what it was last year at this time at $3.10. But he gonna tell you, gas is down. Like, this is why I think it's important that I have this conversation. It has gotten so bad that even Fox News is starting to say it's time for him to acknowledge that prices are not going down the way that he would like it to go down. Truth Nation, I only share this information because I want us to hold the president accountable to his campaign promises the exact same way we hold Cavalier Johnson accountable to his. Because Chevy impacts us here locally, but also nationally, there is an impact from those who we elect, from those who are in power. And so you cannot cry about Cavalier Johnson, cry about your local officials. You can't cry about David Crowley. You can't cry about Tony Evers, but then watch there and watch Trump run amok and sit up there and lie to your face as if you stupid or you dumb and be silent on that. This man said gas is $2 a gallon. That's a damn lie. He a lie. He just be saying stuff. So I want us to understand, Truth Nation, as we get part of this election cycle that has now begun for 2026. There was already a forum for the gubernatorial candidates on both sides earlier this week, where all the candidates had a chance to speak at a forum. So the 2026 election cycle has officially begun. And during that, I want us to make sure that we are skeptical on what everybody says, but specifically when it comes from the White House, we don't need to be following the false reality they are pushing. Okay? Truth Nation, I want to make sure that I provide to y'all the information that is needed. America spoke out loudly on Tuesday of this week, but there's so much more noise, Truth Nation, which needs to be made to truly make America great again, to make our black community thrive here again as well. So that's why I feel like it is so important for me to share this, because when you got somebody going on TV misleading you and saying that Walmart's Thanksgiving package is 25% less, which is true. It's true. But it also has six less items. It also is not offering the same level of brand that it was offering before. It is offering great value brand. That is misleading. It's not giving you all the information. Truth Nation, when somebody gets up there and says gas is $2 a gallon and you look up and you're like, well, damn, it's $2.86 here. It's $2.70 here. Where they at? And then the national average is $3.08. And you know he a lie. We can't allow that. And I won't allow that. So over the next 12 months, yes, Truth Nation, when I hear nonsense, I'm going to call it out because there is no reason. Oh, wow. It is that late. My bad, Rhea. There's no reason for us to be listening to this nonsense and thinking this is true. On the other side, Truth Nation, I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. I'll definitely go in and I'll read your text. Make sure y'all watch the streamers live on YouTube. 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But on the other side, we'll continue this conversation. But also, I'm going to put up a poll soon. And Truth Nation, I want to ask y'all, because I'm going to shift gears. Should schools be allowed to keep you from contacting your child during the school day? A new law was signed by Tony Evers, which may do exactly that. We'll discuss that and more. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Steinhoffel's Black Friday sale is back. Yes, Black Friday mattress sale is happening right now. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's mattress leader, and right now you'll find incredible Black Friday deals on all the best brands, plus 60-month 0% financing. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic sets, $900 on Beautyrest, and even $900 on certified organic sets. Wow. That's available exclusively at Steinhoffel's. If you've been waiting and wanting waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your sleep, this is the time. Shop in store or online at steinhoffels.com. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. And again, I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. And on the other side, I was having a conversation talking about, just listen, we gotta make sure that when we hear information specifically about Donald Trump in the Trump administration, it's time to push back. At this point now, it is full election mode, and now it is time to push back. And what you are going to hear over the next year on TV, in the media, on the radio, you're going to hear people try to paint a narrative that is just untrue about this country. I'm telling y'all, if I was on the radio going to the last election, I would have been 100% honest with y'all. The country was moving in the right direction. And you can look at where the country was in December 2024 and even January 2025 to where we are now. You can look at from January of 2021 until January of 2025, and you will see the trends that are positive. But you will also see negative trends as well. You will see things go up, but you will see things come down. What you will see now is things are going back up, or things aren't going down the way that we were promised or we were sold to. And so with that being said, we have to give a fair evaluation. And if people let their political bias, like on Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, or any other stations out there, radio, TV, news media, get in the way, make sure you fact check them. Make sure you do your own research. Great example, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Sonny B texted in, and I'm glad Sonny B did that. Sonny B texted in, they used the Find a Casey's app for gas prices. And they said, they sent me what the gas prices are out in rural somewhere or in the suburbs. And they said, Trump's not lying, Kyle. Gas is $2, but it's E85 in Sussex somewhere. LOL. That's true. There it is. E85. Maybe that's what he's talking about. You can get E85 gas for you for under $2. Maybe that's what he's talking about here in Milwaukee or here in Wisconsin. So, again, we need to do our own fact checking so we can make sure that whatever information that is putting put out there is factual. You can't sit there and say gas is under $2 a gallon when most people get unleaded 87. And say it's under $2 a gallon when people ain't getting E85 gas, when it's $3.05 on average across this country for unleaded gas. That's only unleaded. You can't say that Thanksgiving is going to be cheaper for people this year than what it was last year and exempt the fact that you ain't getting your greens, you ain't getting your cranberry sauce in a can, you ain't getting your sweet potatoes in a can, you ain't getting your side of peas, you ain't getting your rolls. And hell, I can't even think of a six item they may be taking off. I don't even know what the hell they got in there. So that's why we just need to make sure that whatever information we get, wherever the source is, make sure you check it. Don't take nothing anybody say, including myself, at face value. Go ahead and check me. Check everybody, please. Because I want to make sure that we are equipped to be able to push back and provide facts and information, because we cannot be duped, we cannot be tricked, we cannot be fooled. Because 2026 is going to be a monumental election. Why? I know every election is a big one. And 2024, it was a big election. 2020 was, a big election. But 2026 will allow for us to see whether or not who will have the balance of power to put up some guardrails against what is happening right now in this country. But again, 833-212-1017. Stacey said on the talking text line, did he just call him Sleepy Joe Biden? He is such an inhumane person. He is. And also, something that's interesting, talking about inhumane, he's a terrible individual. Like, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. He's a terrible individual. There's a gentleman named Dick Cheney, who we all have heard of. He was the vice president of the United States under George Bush. Not a fan. Not a fan. Dick Cheney died Monday or Tuesday of this week. I don't know if y'all haven't noticed or not. Usually when somebody dies of high status like that, they fly the flags half-mast, right? And when Charlie Kirk got killed, they did that for Charlie Kirk. But Dick Cheney, the vice president, former vice president of the United States, died, and the flags aren't halfway flying right now. Haven't seen a statement from the White House about Dick Cheney. And it's all because of the fact that Donald Trump doesn't like Dick Cheney because he made negative comments about him. So instead of being the decent human being, despite who the hell your enemies are or what you claim to be your enemies, you respect people. Not him. Not him. But 833-212-1017, Muhammad in Milwaukee, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hello, hello. How we doing, Kyle?
I'm doing great, Muhammad. What are your thoughts on today's show?
Great. Just for the most part, I mean, I love what you do and how you dig into things, how you're trying to find the truth, what the radio station stands for, and get to the bottom of it. And, you know, what happened in New York just a few days ago as well, I started listening again then. Because I'll go through my moments, honestly, where I can't listen to truth anymore. And it's because I'll have it on all day. And just kind of like you say, the fact-checking and things like that, depending on who is broadcasting on the show, is the whole narrative gets switched. I don't know how, after Mamdani wins in New York, the whole topic, for instance, right after you, was Obama and his hypocrisy. I was blown away. Mm. You know, does that even happen in the station where we question each other and say, hey, can, you know, we actually have a following here. We have people who are paying attention, who are using you guys as a trusted source to get this news and information. And I kind of see the same type of division being spread. So, but
I'll say this,
Muhammad,
I appreciate that. When it comes to the Obama thing, I saw that on social media. When it comes to the Obama thing, I'll be very honest. I think the comparison and the thought that my brother had was a good thought in comparison. Now, do I disagree with it? I mean, I think there's clear reasons why.
I mean,
you can disagree
was
with
it good?
But I think the thought,
look at the totality of it, Trump.
Well, I think, Muhammad, when you look at the comparison of the foundation, Obama endorsed Kamala Harris and shamed or told black men that we should obviously be able to decipher between what's going to help us, Kamala's policies versus Trump policies. So the comparison of why he didn't support a black woman when he supported a black woman before, when he told black men we support a black woman, that's a good foundation. Now, I will say that the candidate in Virginia was such a bad candidate that Trump didn't endorse her. The candidate in Virginia was awful. She was a terrible candidate. She was a bad candidate that the Republicans decided that they wanted to distance themselves from her. So do I think it was a good example? No. But I do get the foundation. Do I agree with it? No. But everybody got the right to their own opinion. And that's why you listen to every show. And if you don't like somebody's opinion, you call in, you text in, or you just don't listen. I want everybody to listen because we should listen to everything. But if you don't like it, that's fine. But Muhammad, I appreciate you calling in and texting in. And yeah, I will say I heard that and I disagree. But hell, Tory got the right to have his own opinion. That's what it's about. I'm sure I have opinions that everybody disagree with as well. But that's the fun of it. 833-212-1017. On the other side, when we come back, I am going to talk about the cell phone ban here because I do think there is some weirdness to it, man. I mean, I think the government is overreaching once again. And for us to be a country that talks about we don't like big government, I think it's quite interesting that we letting big government tell us what our kids can and can't do in schools and telling district what they can and can't do with kids when it comes to cell phones. So keep it locked. When we come back on the other side, we'll have a conversation talking about the cell phone ban here in Wisconsin. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, do not hesitate. Make one call, that's all, to the law firm that stands up for Wisconsin Knights and has been doing it for 35-plus years. See, the one thing I love about Gruber Law Offices that you should love, too, is you don't have to be concerned with trying to figure out how you're going to pay out of pocket for the physical therapy, trying to figure out what's going to happen with the car. No. They say, listen, let us take care of it. We got you. We're going to work with you every step of the way. And what I love about it, you don't spend a single penny, right? You don't have to pay them a single penny. You don't pay them a single cent until they win the case. And that is a winning law firm who wins a lot of cases. So visit them today at Gruber-Law.com. That is Gruber-Law.com. Or make one call, that's all, to 414-276-6666. That's Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And, you know, I'm going to move on from Donald Trump and the nonsense and the lies that he spews and how it impacts us locally. Because I do want to talk about this cell phone ban. I've been trying to get to this all week. I want y'all to definitely make sure y'all watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And give us a like and give us a share as well. Now, I saw this story about a cell phone ban probably, I think, last week, but I really wanted to get to it because Wisconsin has joined a growing list of states that have banned cell phone use by students inside of schools, right? And this new law will require all public schools to develop a policy which will ban phones during instructional time. Now, when I think about this, on the surface, I said, well, I guess that's not a bad idea. That's not the worst thing that can happen, right? Like, oh, they're telling kids to put the phones away. But then when I thought a little more about it and I thought about some of the detrimental things that can come from it, I started to disagree with it. Because I started to think about what this means for parents, right? Parents no longer will be able to connect with their kids during the school day. This means students will no longer be able to use their phones for digital learning, or more importantly, if students have to be in an emergency, which there is a level of anxiety that students have, and they rightfully have this level of anxiety because school shootings are real now. Unfortunately, in this country, school shootings happen far too often. And if I was a student growing up during this time, I would absolutely have a sense of worry, concern, and anxiety about what could happen. Hell, I can't go in public places without trying to peep out the area of what could happen. I was just in the mall yesterday thinking, dang, you don't know what can happen. And so with that level of anxiety, we have to understand that these not having your phone can compound that for kids and could render them helpless during an emergency, which they're going to be concerned about. And I know some of y'all listening, because I have that mentality for many other things, but some of y'all listening right now in Truth Nation will hear about the fact that me saying, well, you know, kids not having phones. Well, I didn't have my phone. These kids are so soft. Well, times have changed. I get it. We made it without cell phones to a certain extent. I got a cell phone by the time I was in high school. But in elementary school, I made it. I get it. But again, times have changed. 833-212-1017. Is the state's new cell phone ban a good thing for students? Will this result in better educational outcomes for our students? I do want to know where y'all stand on that, because I think it is something very interesting. Now, again, when I initially saw it and at face value, I said this is a good idea, and I don't think it's a bad idea. I just kind of think, like, it's pointless. I think it's very pointless, and I find this conversation to be interesting because with an unnecessary phone ban like this, I think when the government decides that they do something like this, I think it's for the theatrics. I think it's just for the show. I think it's for them to be able to say, we did something to try to protect our kids from the cell phones and make sure they're learning in schools. It's really theatrical. Because just like we were supposed to have here in the city of Milwaukee, have Damon Means, who now is the superintendent at New Orleans Tulsa School District, years ago when he was in Mequon-Thiensville, they added a responsibility with him and Chris Abley that they were going to oversee MPS, or, you know, remember the MPS, no MPS takeover. There was a law that was put in place and nothing ever happened. And when it comes to the cell phone ban, how are they going to police school districts? Or more importantly, how are they going to police students? What are they going to do, give you a ticket? What are they going to do, arrest students for bringing their phones out? This is all a show. It's theatrics. It's for them to be able to say, look what we did for these kids. Tony Evers and the rest of the folks that signed on to this are doing a show. Now, I did see a statement that I wanted to read from Tony Evers, the governor here of Wisconsin. I have to bring it up here. Took a little screenshot. In his statement that he said, I thought it was interesting. This is what he said. Governor Evers said, I am deeply concerned about the impact cell phones and social media use are having on our kids and their mental health, school outcomes, and how our kids engage and interact with each other and the world around us. We know that cell phones can be a major distraction from learning, a source of bullying, and a barrier to our kids' important work of just being a kid. While I wish the legislature would have taken a different approach with the legislation, I will never stop fighting for Wisconsin kids and working to do what's best for them, which is why I am signing the bill into law today. Tony understood he couldn't veto this. There's no good coming from that when you veto a bill that wants to ban cell phones. But again, I always find it interesting that we talk about how the government's too big and keep your government hands off of us, but then we're not leaving a decision like this up to schools to decide what they believe is best for their community and what they believe is best for their students. most public schools will have something called a school board. Most schools, public schools, will have something called a superintendent. Most schools will have something called a principal. Most schools will have something called parents. And a PTA, Parent Teacher Association. There are enough intelligent people across the state of Wisconsin in different school districts that have enough sense to create their own cell phone ban that they want to implement. We don't need the government telling us what we can do inside our schools. If a student is on their phone during class, is the teacher not supposed to do their job and tell them, no, you can't have it? Like, I'm just confused about why we're wasting time once again with nonsense. The states that have done this is stupid. It's just stupid. Let the school district determine it. The state has no authority or power to go into any school to figure out whether a state is doing it. If you want a school to come up with a policy, okay, fine. But who's going to enforce that policy? If you are a teacher in a classroom and you are trying to instruct the classroom, it is their duty, without having to have Tony Evers sign onto a law, to tell the student, put the phone down and pay attention. You're not here to scroll on TikTok. You're here to learn your ABCs. You're here to learn your 1, 2, 3s. You're here to learn about a verb, an adverb, a noun. You're here to learn about history. That's what the teacher's job is to do. And if they don't listen, there's already repercussions that are put in place in school districts way before Tony Evers put his pen to it, way before the Republicans wanted to push this bill. You get write-ups. You can get your phone confiscated. Hell, I done got yelled at in school for having my phone out. And I ain't no dummy. So again, I just believe that there are more important things that they should be focused on inside of schools than talking about a cell phone ban. We need to be thinking about how we can protect our students from predators. Protect our students from teachers who get up in them schools and want to touch on little boys and touch on little girls. That's what we need to be focused on. We need to make sure that they don't just get a slap on the wrist like we've seen many times. That should be what they should be focusing on. We need to be trying to protect our kids from threats outside of the school, like school shooters here in Wisconsin. The fact that they had the audacity to have a cell phone bill but not have anything to help protect our kids inside of schools. If y'all really wanted to protect our kids, y'all would have a bill that would provide funding from the state to ensure that there is an armed security guard in every single public school in the state of Wisconsin to ensure that the kids cannot worry about having to make that call to their parents when a tragedy strikes like one did here in the city of Madison that I am broadcasting from here today. So I'm telling y'all, they more focused on the optics of the BS than actually getting real stuff done that can positively impact our kids. They need to address cyberbullying and the impact that that has on kids. They need the impact that these kids is having boyfriends and girlfriends that are AI. I saw a story today about how somebody is dating AI. It's crazy. We need to find a way and address the consumption that people are getting with social media. And so for me, I just think that the cell phone ban, whatever, it is what it is. Maybe I'm just ranting and raving about this, right? Maybe it wasn't necessary for me to bring it up. But I guess I become frustrated by the fact that they're spending their time on things such as cell phone bans when I prefer they spend their time on how to protect kids from getting attacked in their schools. Kids got shot not too far from where I'm at today. And there wasn't any conversation about how we're going to stop that from happening. They talked about cell phones. You got kids who have mental health crisis going on in schools, and I don't see bills to try to address that as much as possible over and over and over to combat that. You have kids getting bullied on social media, and I don't see anything that y'all are pushing to say, how can we put a stop to this? But hey, we're going to put a cell phone ban out there that we can't enforce. We're going to leave it up to the school district that already have a cell phone rule where kids can't have their cell phones out anyways. Who going to stop the kid from bringing their cell phone out? Not you. Not Tony Evers. Not Robin Voss. Not David LeMahieu. Voss, who is the House, or whatever you call it, the Assembly Speaker, and LeMahieu, who I believe still is the Senate leader. They ain't going to stop it. But 833-212-1017. You can call in, text in with your thoughts and comments on that. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. On the other side, we'll continue this conversation and wrap up the show for the weekend. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
1, 2, 3, ho! 1017 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. Coming off a win, the Panthers look to add to the winning streak as they go on the road to take on the Wofford College Terriers. I thought it was Wofford University. On Saturday, Scott Warris has the cover starting at 12:30 p.m. on award-winning 1017 The Truth, and tip-off is set for 1 p.m. Sure is Wofford College. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, Kyle Wallace. And really, I just want to finish up. First and foremost, Rhea, what you just told me was outrageous. I heard what you said about my throat. That was outrageous. I was just locked in on multiple things, and I was coming back from break. But we're all Truth Nation. I when it comes to this ban of cell phones, I get it. It's not a big deal, right? I mean, again, maybe I'm over the top with the way I feel. I just get so frustrated where I think that the focus is on the wrong thing, right? Like, I really do. And I understand, thanks to Ed on the talking text line, I understand they're trying to address the sexual misconduct that happened in schools with the bills, and they're addressing the state superintendent, and, you know, there's some back and forth on why files and information wasn't released. I get that. But I'm talking about punishment. I'm talking about something consistent of a foundation of, if you do this, this is what the repercussion is. If you get accused of this, you will be suspended with no pay until it is figured out. And once they figure it out, they'll give you back pay and maybe give you a little bit more on top. But we can't play around when it comes to our kids, Truth Nation. We cannot. And I just think cell phones. And remember, I was a substitute teacher. I've been in the classroom before. Listen, if a kid gonna be on their phone, the state ain't going to tell him not to. It's up to the teacher. If I tell a kid not to be on his phone and he or she don't listen, then I simply say, okay, well, go to the office. We're going to get written up. That's it. I'm not going to snatch the phone from the kid. I'm not going to fight the kid. So I think this is just a waste of time from our legislator. But Truth Nation, this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What a wonderful week it has been. I feel like we had a great time, a lot of great shows, a lot of great conversation, a lot of great back and forth. Shout out to everybody. Hope y'all have a beautiful and wonderful weekend. I heard it's supposed to have a little bit of snow on the ground come Friday. But Truth Nation, the Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. This has been Truth to Power. Peace out. I love y'all. Have a beautiful, safe weekend. I will see y'all next week.